Hello there, child of God. You're welcome once again to yet another life-changing sermon from Reverend Sidney Alamanta. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. He is the head pastor of God as our Light Church, City of His Presence. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled Foundation Stones, and the theme for today's episode is Salvation. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the kings and queens have their seat in the house of God. And you want to clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. I welcome you to the house, to this beautiful family, in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank God for the choir, for this beautiful spiritual performance. Amen. I never knew that they created another page. I want to believe, because I don't know what happened. I kept watching the page, but I didn't see anything. Oh, this my people. Oh, God, have mercy. Amen. Look at somebody say, I'm believing God for more. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles, the book of Joshua chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. Joshua chapter 4. Joshua is in the Old Testament. Joshua chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. I want to continue my series on Foundation Stone. Foundation Stone. And this morning, I want to speak to you briefly on salvation. Yet last week I spoke on oneness, and I want to speak this morning on salvation. Joshua chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. Can you give me the version that says, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, what mean those stones? Then ye shall let your children know. Joshua chapter 4, verse 21 to 22. Let's read together. Let's read together. And of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what be stones? Hallelujah. Somebody say stones. Say stones. Give me Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. It says that, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. I take it again. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Foundation stone is something which should not be neglected in a believer's life. And last week I explained that every foundation of a building is very important. Hallelujah. Now, it has been so much neglected in the church that we have forsaken what has made us who we are as a church, and what we are standing on as a foundation, that most believers and specifically the entire body has neglected this foundation. But the truth of the matter is that we cannot neglect the foundation, because it's something that will carry us and it will open our eyes and build us till we meet our Master Jesus one day in heaven. And I want to believe that you will meet him and I will meet him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you believe that you want to meet your Master Jesus, say, I will meet him one day. Your confession shall be your possession. Say, I will meet him one day. John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He says that, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. There was this man called Nicodemus. Nicodemus said something in John chapter 3 verse 9 to 12, the Message Bible. The Message Bible, John chapter 3 verse 9 to 12. Nicodemus asked, and I want us to read together. Okay, let's read together, church. Is it there? You have the Message Bible? Yes, let's read together. Nicodemus asked, what do you mean by this? How does this happen? Next verse, please. Jesus said, you are a respecter of Israel. Let's continue. Listen carefully. That's right. There is nothing second hand here. Now Jesus even spoke about second hand. Hallelujah. There is nothing second hand here. Okay, let's continue. Next verse. If, is it there? Verse 12. The things of God. How many of you believe that we have Nicodemus family in this our generation? Look at somebody, say, are you part? I'm telling you, I have suspect here. I have people that amen. And I can say for a fact that the descendant of Nicodemus, they are still alive in the world today. And people are, you know, people who dabble in spiritual things and religious things, yet neglect the basic things of the foundation. Basic things of the foundation. Basic things that has to do with salvation. And in this country, or in Ghana, I should say, there are so many things that happen. And, you know, being a church attender is acceptable. Am I communicating? For me, what I am is I am a church attender. And we encourage people who are just church attender. You know, as long as your religion doesn't interfere with your everyday life, everything is fine. There is nothing like, I want Jesus to interfere in my everyday life. No. For me, all that I believe is that I have to attend church on Sunday. How many Sunday church attenders are here? Wave your hand, let me see. Please be real. You see, we are not fake people. We are real. Please be real. Hallelujah. And our society and our world has made it look like it's normal for you to just be a church attender. Am I communicating? But every Christian feels this way, and you know, they don't want the preacher to touch on these things. Don't be a church attender. Be a participator. Am I communicating? Participate in what is happening in the church. Be part of the church. Gone were the days when we went to school. They say university go through you or you go to the university. Which one is which? You do what? You pass through. You pass through the school. And the school pass through you. Is it true? Hallelujah. That there are times where we are part of a family, but we are just attenders. But we don't do anything about it. Hallelujah. Amen. That we feel that, you know what? Let me just be an attender. And my whole life, from the time I became born again Christian till now, I just attend church. I don't do anything. But the question is that, how can you grow if you are just an attender, but you don't participate? Hallelujah. Somebody walk in the church and say, What is there in the church? What can I do? Pastor say, there is this I want. Listen, there are so many. Look at somebody say, there are so many things you can do. Say, there are so many things you can do. Hallelujah. Amen. It's nice on Sunday. You know, that's what I'll say. It's nice on Sunday. You know, everybody wear your nice clothes, your nice shoes and all that. And we all come here. It's beautiful. But it's not enough. Am I communicating? It's never
enough.
Hallelujah. And in this, you know, economical environment we find ourselves, and I would say economical movement which we find ourselves, and people will use a lot of excuses to say, I don't want to be part of any other services in the church. No. Am I communicating? Some will even do their mathematical calculation and say, Unyame, mefuka Sunday, Wednesday mefuka, Saturday weekend in prayer mefuka, nyame unkwa me ma 50 Ghana a week aden. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, Adena be loku hano, one ko two draw 200 aubehu. Hello. Hello. You see, these messages people don't like. Amen. We can preach nice messages, though. Hallelujah. Can I prophesy? Hallelujah. Amen. But God wants us not just to be visualizing. He wants us to be participating. Am I communicating? Nicodemus was a man that he never knew what it means by even being born again. He said, that doesn't mean that I have to enter my mother's womb. How can you enter your mother's womb and be born again? Hallelujah. The problem with this approach is simple, that sometimes we neglect what is called doctrine. Hallelujah. But there are some doctrines we cannot neglect because they are foundation of we becoming built up in God. Oneness, salvation. These are stones which we are standing on, and it's a firm foundation. We cannot neglect. You can't say, for me, I take salvation, I don't take oneness. It doesn't happen like that. Am I communicating? It has to follow in that pattern. There has to be oneness. There has to be salvation. Somebody say salvation. Say salvation. So it is entirely wrong that you have some churches that say, for us, no, it's oneness and it's not salvation. No. You can't be preaching oneness and don't preach salvation. Hallelujah. And some say, you know what? My church is a prophetic church. No. 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 Our greatest commission is what? He said, go what? Into the world. And what? Toward all nations. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at somebody and say, what is your assignment on earth? Am I communicating? Hallelujah. You know, some of us, we believe that for us is, you know, this is how we've done or we've programmed our life. Work, Sunday church, attender, not participator, attender. Home, party. Now say, yeah. Back to church. Anything that has to do with, let me be part of the building of the church. No. For me and my family, we are not part of it. Hallelujah. But can I encourage you that from today, you not just be an attender, but a participator. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, Noah only had one boat, and God only has one plan. No plan B is one plan. From the beginning, the plan was Jesus. There is no plan B when it comes to God. You see, that is why I'm telling you that the vision is yet for an appointed time. There is no plan B. It is the same plan. Am I communicating? Shake somebody's hand real hard and tell the person, for you, God doesn't have plan B. It's always been a plan A. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And the Bible is much more stern when it has to deal with certain things that has doctrine in it. The Bible is stern about it. And 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 22 to 3, the NAB version. It says that, know this first of all, that there is no prophecy of scripture that is a matter of personal interpretation. For no prophecy ever came through human will, but rather human beings moved by the Holy Spirit spoke under the influence of God. It says that there were also false prophets among people, just as there will be false teachers among you who will introduce destructive heresies and even deny the master who ransomed them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Listen, people think that they are prophets who are false, but they are teachers who are false. Am I communicating? Listen, your foundation is here, power. Hallelujah. And I told you, they call them runaway ministry. You need to run away from there. Am I communicating? It says that as far as there are false prophets, there are false teachers. This is what Peter's, listen, it's not, this was said in many years and it's happening in our generation. Sometimes you say, hey, Akwawe will teach you. Be mindful about the teaching. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. It says that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This kind of death is not physical. It's spiritual. Am I communicating? Listen, I want you to help me. Help me. Help me. I want you to speak to somebody gently and ask the person, if you die right now, is heaven or hell? Just ask the person. Maybe if I sit, people don't like. So let me go back because it will be more interactive. Hallelujah. It's not a physical death. It's what? It's a spiritual death for eternity. Am I communicating? And there is no escaping that destiny unless you experience salvation. Am I communicating? And the good news is that God doesn't expect us to remedy the situation our own. In fact, he provided himself as a sacrifice for you and I. And I love what Peter, 1 Peter 3:18, it says that for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, and he might bring us to God. Listen, one day we'll be with our Father. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. You see, until today's lesson or until today's teaching, you could just be about any church, and because they basically all believe these things, that, you know what, listen, I don't have to believe all the foundation stones, I just need to believe one. And until going to understanding this series or being taught this series, we do about it. And what does the scripture say about it? John chapter 1 verse 12. It says that, but as many as received. You see, after you receive the salvation, what do you do about it? Am I communicating? Lord, I thank you. I repent. Forgive me my sin. What after that, what do you do about it? Listen, I see God raising apostles and prophets in this house. And after this series, many of you are going to enter places where men who do not have the name. We believe in his name. I have the name. Shake somebody, say, I have the name. I have the name. Say, I have the name. Say, I have it. I have the name. Now, there are three elements here which I have mentioned. Receive him. He gives you power. And then you carry what? His name. Hallelujah. The new birth of this salvation message, as one of the foundations which has helped the apostolic church. You cannot do this life or this Christian life thing without salvation. So when you're salvation, salvation. Am I communicating? Some of you are selfish. Look at some of you. You are one of them. How then are yourself? Can ye timuye? Timuye pa timuye. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and that's why I believe if God gives you $1 million, I'm telling you, you will sit in your home, you will begin to draw your plan. Jaguar. City of his presence. It's yenye last. No, I'm being frank. See, I'm telling you, if God gives you $1 million, I'm telling you. Some they will even mention the pastor's name. Reverend Sin, he said, no, this one is the banku I ate last night that I dreamt. This is not from God. No. It's what? Eh? I cancel it. Say, I beg count, pa! Debbie. But I ain't count ya. And we are in a hurry to go and give. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Imagine that after your Monday sales, after you finish selling your food, and you have a dream and God say, go and give your entire sales to the prophet. And I, You see, there is a thin line being in stagnation and being blessed. Am I communicating? Some of us, we are where we are because we do not understand the principle of giving and hearing from God and acting upon it. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you? Can I pray for you? All those God have spoken to you to do something for the church that you said, I break it, I cancel it. I pray for you. May God help you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. The new birth message is very, very important. And everybody needs salvation. Listen, it's not enough. It's not enough. Do you know what Paul said? And I'll speak to you about it, LP. Hallelujah. Later, we'll talk about it. He said that I won't plant where others have planted. No. I will go to a new territory where others have not been there. And I'll make sure I plant. Am I communicating? You know what we are doing as a church? Reshuffling. Reshuffling. We are reshuffling members. Hallelujah. Reshuffling. We go to somebody and say, Jaiwa, sorry, not Brahma, sorry. We are reshuffling. Listen, even if I have 5 members and they are not reshuffling, I am grateful to God. As far as I am impacting them with the true word of God, I'm grateful to God. I have seen others, they go and park their bus at some location where a big church is, and they begin to say, enter, 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 enter. I know some place they will say, bring people and we'll give you 100 CDs. Yes, man. Is it not true? Yeah, man. Hallelujah. But one thing I believe that God can use you to, Madam Noah, I like the way you are smiling. God can use you to change somebody. Not where others have planted, where others have not worked. That is why City of His Presence, we believe in reaching the unchurched. Hallelujah. Even if you take us 10 years, we will work it until we see result. If they come like that, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But that will not be our target. Convince you to stop your church and say your pastor is bad. He's a witch. He's a wizard. He's a nimunkrasi. So follow me. No. Hallelujah. We have had other men of God. They see people who are givers in their church and they come to them. I'm telling you, there are men of God you invite into your church. They look at those that are good singers like Lady Equia and all the choristers and others, and my president, who she is bowed her head down. Please look at me. Good. Hallelujah. And they look at all of them, beautiful and all that. And when they close, they say, I see in the realm of the spirit and I saw a star. With the Abraham, sorry, me, am I communicating? And sometimes you introduce to them and you tell them, this is one of the givers in our church. Immediately, you are like, is it Rehoboam? Hallelujah. And immediately you say that the man of God is excited in his heart because now he begins to use his gift and say, no. I have to find a way this person has to join me. And I've seen people who are great financiers and great church workers that other ministries have used some scheme and some. This is not ministry. This is not church. Am I communicating? It has to be free will. Am I communicating? And now they go and they can't come back. Hallelujah. Because they tell you, you know what? For I see that in the realm of the spirit, this is happening and all that. This is not ministry. Look at somebody, say, I thank God for salvation. Say, I thank God for salvation. And maybe that is why Jesus emphasized on two elements. John chapter 3 verse 5. I'm closing. He says that Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Am I communicating? He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now see, Obi Ra, sorry, no, we escape. Yaya no deacon, yaya no elder. Hallelujah. Ye nimbe bi o free. Yawa kodji ni otiswo. Obaya. And I'm telling you, if that person says, I give City of His Presence $10 million, and in public like that, and I say, thank you, sir. We don't need your money. Thank you. I know some of you will say, also for we. He's a suspect. How can he refuse this money? Am I communicating? But they bring all those things and they want an exalted altar to sit upon. Am I communicating? So when you are preaching things about them, you can't preach it. Because they've given you money. They've bought you with the money. May it not be so for us. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. They should take their money, we'll survive. Are we not surviving? By the grace of God. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Listen, somebody said, there are the only person who is the gatekeeper to our salvation and to the body of Christ is Jesus Christ. There is nobody. Years, but God can do it in seconds. Am I communicating? Listen, most of us, we placed our, oh Lord, change my message for me. Thank you. Most of us, we place our heart, our everything on the man instead of Jesus. Am I communicating? Instead of Jesus, I'm telling you, I will come for holidays in Germany. I know some of you are thinking, okay, into your person to my own. Hallelujah. Amen. That the day they hear Reverend has got a visa to Germany, they will manipulate the story and say, Miami, your status or two new shoes. Me who say, no, the guy wants to travel, and I'm sure he will not come back. And because of that, some will say, you know what? I had a dream. I was in my former church, so I'm going back. Am I communicating? Because we have placed our hope on one man. If I say I'm sitting down, no ministry for 6 months, people say, Reverend, but how many of us are believing them that God will use them as they stand here and speak to you? Why are you looking at man? I can't give you anything. I can't give you Kobo, can't give you Peswa. But it's only God that can help you. The day you stop looking at me and look at Jesus, I'm telling you, your breakthrough will come to pass. Your breakthrough will come to pass. The day you stop saying, and on my direction, and on your say, radiate, so far away. The day you stop speaking about that and look upon God, I will tell you, He will open the windows of heaven and He will pour you. All spirits were blessed because man cannot help you. Sydney can't help you. But except a man be born of what? Water and the Spirit. So that means your salvation is not done. Am I communicating? It's not done. There has to be a spirit part of it. That's why I said, if you've not been baptized by immersion, please come and see me after church. We will do that for you. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And that is why Paul said that the gospel or the good news has three elements. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4, it has three elements. He says that, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you. Listen, it says that which also ye have received and wherein ye stand. It says, by which also ye are saved. Watch this. It says, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye believe in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. Watch this. It says that according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and he rose again on the third day according to
the scriptures. There are three elements here. It's death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Am I communicating? And that is why I taught you about the seed planting, where you take a seed in Revelation and you bury it and say, Lord, when it rise up or resurrect, may it take form a different version. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And that's why there are three pieces of furniture involved in atonement in the tabernacle. Number one piece of furniture was the brazen altar. Number two was the Ark of the Covenant, was the brazen layer, sorry. And number three was the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the brazen altar represents the blood, and the brazen laver represents water, and the Ark of the Covenant represents the Spirit. So there are three elements that has to move in your salvation. It has to do about the blood, it has to do about the water, and it has to do about what? The Spirit. I don't know where you are now. Maybe you have the blood, maybe you have the water, but how about the Spirit? He said, I don't leave you alone, but the Spirit will come upon you. Can I preach to you like a feel? The Lord is about to raise an army who will understand the foundation is torn. That you cannot just be on one side, but you need to allow the foundation stones to pass through you. It cannot only be oneness, but there has to be salvation. And in the salvation, it cannot only be blood, it cannot only be baptism by water, but there has to be the Spirit of God. Can I preach to you? God is raising men and women that the Spirit of God will move them in their place of employment, in their business, in your life. You'll be there, you will hear the Spirit begin to talk to you, the Spirit begin to speak to you, the Spirit will be your guide. You cannot walk in this life and neglect the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say yeah. And that is why there were three elements when the Israelites found themselves in a place where they were moving from Egypt to Israel. The Bible says that, and Moses said, take the blood and put it on your doorpost. And after that, they had to go to the Red Sea. And the Bible said that, and a pillar of cloud and fire covered them. Am I communicating? The blood on the doorpost is the blood, and the sea is the water, and the fire and the cloud is the Spirit of God. You cannot go through this salvation by standing on only one side and leaving the others. It doesn't work like that. Am I communicating? In Exodus chapter 12 verse 13, it says that, and the blood shall be to you for a token. Somebody say a token. Say a token. It says, upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over. Am I communicating? In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 2, if it's there, let's read. It says that, moreover, I would that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Did you hear? And all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and what? And in the sea. And he's talking about the Spirit of God. Am I communicating? Somebody say the Spirit of God. Say the Spirit of God. So every Christian or every believer, the bridge is very important. And you can't stand on one side of the bridge and hope that you stand there forever. No. After receiving salvation, you receive water and you receive what? The Spirit. Some say salvation is okay. No, it's not okay. The others, you don't leave it like that. You make sure you touch it. Am I communicating? What would have happened if the Israel stopped short of the Passover? What would have happened? At that night, if they said that we will not do what we were commanded, what would have happened? Am I communicating? What would have happened if the seed stopped short? There would not be plant. What would have happened if pregnancy stopped short? There will not be baby. Am I communicating? What would have happened if Jesus stopped short? There wouldn't be sacrifice. So you can't stop short of where you are. They have to progress. They have to be progress. Somebody say progress. Say, I see you progressing. Say, I see you progressing. You know, this is what we believe in when we come to church. It's all we think about. Lord, break me through finance. It's important. It's good. Me, I like money. And that's why God said this year, plenty of money. But there is a foundation on that. Listen, I see God double your money in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you are at the believer service when I testify? 50 days fasting and prayer. He gave me a car. 50 days. 50 days. Because at that time, we were wondering how we were going to manage. Hallelujah. I had one gentleman, one very hardworking and sacrificial gentleman in this house, and said, Reverend, if I get money, I'll buy you a car. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't say, I'll buy you biscuit. He said, I'll buy you a car. And I know if God blesses him, he'll remember me. But in that 50 days, I was praying for a lot of things. But just after we ended the 50 days, one time I looked at the picture, I said, no, this thing, I won't go through it again. I said, hey, devil, leave my mind right now. After it, my boss called me, spoke to me. He said, this car. He and I, we went to the showroom. He asked me to choose the one I want. So kuni che moi ye beshe ya incha please stand up
beshe ya incha o wote rufa
so kuni che
moi ye beshe ya incha ye beshe ya
Father, I receive your word. I receive your spirit. Lord, Lord, baptize me with your spirit. 1 minute, begin to pray. Just 1 minute, pray. 1 minute, pray. Labra shada balaba daba hada. Makani atyo onipa. Come on, pray. Makani atyo. Jataka bala daba shara daba daba rekete bere debele debo sadiye de.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sidney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon, and shalom.